So I had kind of a weird week last night. So I had kind of a weird week last week, which if you've been listening to my new podcast, the 7 Days podcast, you might have noticed it went from 7 albums to 7 movies to 7 books or whatever, suddenly to 7 talks about addiction. Like my mind was somewhere else. And, man, I recorded this one ham radio that, I don't know, I don't think I'm gonna put it out. I mean, I got the files, I'll put them aside, maybe I'll put it out, like, next year or something. But it was totally like a throwback to the old New York days where I would just be on a bridge yelling about something. This time I was down by a river. It was a really beautiful little spot. This river, it was totally like a Calvin and Hobbes fucking drawing of the wintertime. It was just gorgeous. And as I started talking, I got all agitated and worked up and was just yelling at the cosmos. And I'm just like, eh, you know, that's a perfectly valid moment in time. But I don't think I want to put it out. It's just like, blah. It's just like a stumble back into just things sucking. That's fine, that's gonna happen, but I don't need to focus on that shit. Then I also did one where I came back from hanging out with Jason that I do the wrestling podcast with, and I was pretty drunk, and for some reason Sheryl Crow came into my mind. I guess I had a random Sheryl Crow song on my MP3 player. So I did a whole drunken podcast where I only played Sheryl Crow songs. I will put that one out. I'll probably put it out next. It's just, it's weird to listen back to, because I'm like, what a drunk jerk off. So I haven't been going out of my way to edit it, but I will put that one out. But this week, my friend Matt and his girlfriend Vin went to the East Coast for Christmas, and I decided not to go back home because I was just there a little while ago and traveling during the holidays, blah. But yeah, this is way cooler because they are letting me stay at their place, like house sitting, but they don't really need a house sitter. They've only got some plants. But it is so cool. It's in this fancy part of town, Davisville on Yonge Street. I woke up this morning. I just got there yesterday, and I woke up this morning just before the sun rose. And they've got these huge bay windows. And just, I was like doing stretches and stuff to get ready to exercise in front of this big bay window looking out of the city. I was like, this is so fucking cool. They live right by this thing called the Beltline. I'm walking on it right now, where I used to bicycle way up to the start of it, which is way far up, so far up. And then you sort of bike down it diagonally all the way to Yonge, to the cemetery. And they live there, right by the cemetery. It's just weird, these little connections. I guess the only downside is they live by a train yard, as you can hear right now. But since I've been sleeping with earplugs in for years, I didn't notice, not a big deal. But yeah, I was like doing exercises, the sun was coming up, I was listening to this YouTube video, I don't remember the guy's name off the top of my head, but he was like, he works for Success Magazine, Darren something. And he was just talking about, like, a lot of entrepreneurial type stuff, which doesn't necessarily vibe with me that much. But the important part about it is the idea of not letting failures, you know, really set you back for too long. Not to dwell on them, not to make, you know, not to let failures, you know, cause you to be timid and, like, fearful of action in the future. You really do, like he analogized it to exercise. And it really is. It's like exercise on a slower, larger scale. Where on a given day, you know, you do push-ups till you can't do any more push-ups, and, you know, it tears the muscle. You know, you break it down, and that's how more, like, new muscle builds. When, like, surfer dudes from the 80s and 90s were like, yo, that dude is shredded. Like, that's what they mean. Let me just get off this street. Fucking loud streets. So it's similar with this. I mean, this was such a big failure where I lost a couple friends, at least, you know? I was real down in the dumps for ages about this girl. but so much did come of it. Like, I needed to fail to see these things and understand these problems and to focus on them and to start building them up and, like, finding some fixes. I'm not saying it couldn't have gone better, but kind of it couldn't have gone better. Like, I was just, this was a pitfall I was waiting to fall in. There was just so much shit going on in my brain that I was not fully aware of and not paying attention to. Man, even the quiet side street around here is not much quieter. That's a problem, I guess, with living right on Yonge Street. But yeah, I don't know, it was a real nice morning. And I just, yeah, had this feeling like I kind of, you know, it's weird, like, with stuff in your mind, you can't really check it off. Like, oh, there's a checkbox, now I learned this, now I understand this. It's all much more generalized and vague than that, but you do just feel like there's more going on under the surface. Like, things are more complex now, things are more understood. Like, more complex, and that ironically makes them feel simpler. Yeah, so I don't know. It's a cool day. But now I gotta get on a train and go babysit, so I just wanted to play a song that I've been listening to a lot lately. It's this band called Far that the very first week of the 7 Weeks podcast, someone recommended this album to me on Twitter. And I think this song's called Mother Mother. Weird, there's a dog with no owner. Oh, there's the owner. Anyway, I fucking love this song. Whenever it comes on my little MP3 player, I totally listen to it. So, actually, let's listen to that and one other song. Right after that, I'm gonna play Take These Prints and Run, the demo by Beulah. And it's one of these songs where there's this one part that I really like, the part where the dude says, it'll break your heart, it won't save your soul. I just love that one little part of the song makes the whole song worth it for me. I love it. So let's listen to those two songs.
time for us to run. We'll grab your things, lock the doors and run. We're home in such a dirty world, no matter what you've heard, it's a lie. Wipe your prints and run. Our fire means a lot to us. Wash your little hands all by yourself. And dawn, it breaks your back, so run. But don't look back, no, don't look back, just run. And behind every lonely mile, there lies another mile. Wash your little hands all by yourself. It breaks your heart, it won't take your soul. But watch your country fade from the road. You gotta believe. Oh, hold on to something strong, it won't move. Sad and bored, but you're still free. You'll always be free.
Hey, so it's Christmas Eve, and I thought I should chronicle this Christmas Eve. It's like literally a few minutes to midnight. It's almost Christmas. Now, I could have gone home for Christmas. My mom asked me. I decided not to. It's a real pain in the ass to get to the East Coast. Canada's a huge country, and I was just home a little while ago, and it wasn't very fun. My friend Matt did go home to the East Coast, so he let me stay at his cool apartment, as I may have mentioned. Fuck, it's windy! So I've just been hanging around there, watching Netflix, playing video games. But I hit this point where it's like, oh, I'm kind of tired. But I'm also really hungry. Oh, I'm not going to try to go to sleep on a an empty stomach on Christmas Eve. It's like, fuck it. Fuck it. I know there's a 7-Eleven at the very least that's open. And man, Young and Eglinton. That's a rockin' neighborhood, dude. There's a fucking 7-Eleven. There's a McDonald's. And I'm like, oh, I didn't expect that, but that's pretty cool. But then across the street from that, 24-hour A&W. That's weird as shit. So I was like, fuck yeah. That's different than McDonald's. Let's go try that out. So I went in and I got like a triple grandpa burger with cheese and bacon. And I sat there and I thought about Christmases past. And all the dumb crappy, you know, the dumb crappy Christmases are what I remember the most at this point. Because all the ones as a kid are kind of a blur, and all the ones as an adult have been fucking stupid and shitty. Mostly. So I was looking around thinking, well, this is no exception. But then I saw a guy sort of tucked into the corner of the A&W, asleep on the A&W benches, probably just hoping no A&W employees notice him and give him shit. And that's a clear indicator that other people are having a way worse Christmas than me. I think maybe the problem is I didn't bring my recipe cards where every morning I was writing, "You're living the life that someone else is dreaming about." Because that's still true. That's more true than ever. Oh my God. I'm in this fancy, fucking cool apartment. I'm playing video games. Yeah, I'm all by myself. But I'm also beholden to no man. I got money in my pocket to go to 7-Eleven. Yeah, so then I went to 7-Eleven, bought a bunch of fucking just whatever. $20 worth of fucking chocolate bars and candy and bullshit. But you know, still walking around, still feeling kind of maudlin. And then I was digging through my podcasts and I realized that the Worst Idea of All Time podcast, I had the new episode of that. Those are the guys who watch Grown Ups 2 every week and review it, the guys from New Zealand. And they were recording it today. They recorded it this morning. The morning of Christmas Eve. And they had to do it over like Skype or whatever because they were at their respective places for Christmas. And the recording fucked up. So they had to do a second podcast. So again, that's significantly less of a problem than the guy who has to sleep in the A&W on Christmas Eve. But still a problem. They had to do two podcasts that day about a movie they've seen 43 times. That's pretty shitty. Still though, didn't quite get through to me. Still just a little bit of me just feeling, duh, buh, buh, it's Christmas. How come everything's not a magical fountain of amazing glittering diamonds everywhere? And then what really got me is that the weather went to shit. It was really warm when I left the house. It was like a Vancouver winter. I was like, whoa, and this neighborhood kind of reminds me of Montreal. The whole thing was like a weird little exercise in not feeling like I'm in Toronto. I just felt like I was in other places. But on my way back, super windy and miserable and cold. And then at this one point, the wind hit so hard, just crazy hard, just ridiculous hard. And it was like blowing this big tree, like, so I could tell that above me, the wind was way, way worse than it was. The wind was way, way worse than it was at ground level. And I mean, that's what finally got me. I just started laughing because it's like if nature was personified, you know? You know, I guess they would call that God or whatever. But it is like Mother Nature was like trying to get my attention. And it was like, hey, buddy, hey. Hey, look at this. This is life, man. This is life on Earth. Check it out. So I just kind of watched that tree blow around like crazy for a second. Oh, man, here's a house being built. That wouldn't be the worst place. You could sneak in one of these windows, hang out here. Well, it's still probably pretty fucking freezing cold in there. I mean, if you were a homeless guy, actually, I guess A&W is a better bet. But yeah, I don't know. I watched the tree blow and I just kind of said like, hey, hi, how you doing? It's like, hi, life, hi, Mother Nature. Sorry, sorry, I was acting like a dope. Thanks for the wake-up call. It is a very cold one. I hands are freezing, but thank you. All right, so it must be Christmas by now. I'm sure I've rambled long enough. So Merry Christmas. I don't know what song to play. Probably not a Christmas song. Probably just some normal song, but I'll think of something.
Welcome to the worst idea of all time, episode number 43. My name is Tim Batt.
My name is Guy Montgomery, and a happy holidays to all of you.
Yes, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Right up front, we'd like to make you aware of the situation of the watching here today. Firstly, I'm surrounded by many, many empty beer bottles. I think I've polished off 7 beers now, Guy. And what I would like to say is that we just recorded a podcast, and Guy's computer crashed and lost the audio file on his side. So we're having to record another one straight off the bat.
Yeah, so there's going to be a particular flavour of anguish on this one as we dip into the Grown Ups 2 pool, not once, but twice in one day. And of course, the exciting news is that, Tim, you've still got your audio file, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's here.
So, I mean, the option is always there to just release. I mean, that would be a very funny listen, because you would sound truly insane, because it would sound like you're imagining recording a podcast with someone.
But who wants, like, does anyone want that is the question. I feel insane enough as it is. Like, I'll just explain my situation right now. I'm alone, completely alone in my big flat. It's just me. It's Christmas Eve. It's only 10 past 11 in the morning now, for Christ's sake. I've already watched the movie and done one podcast and polished off quite a few beers.
Alright, let me just record a quick little thing to finish off 2014 and just let's chronicle how lame this is. I guess it's not technically my last ham radio of 2014 because I still have the Drunk Sheryl Crow podcast that I haven't bothered at it yet. But it's New Year's Eve 2014, it's 5 in the afternoon. Oh, there's this guy who lives above me, dude. He laughs like a hyena. I don't like it. It's very annoying. You can probably hear him walking around, which I also don't like. Fuck it. Anyway, yeah, New Year's. I don't have very many New Year's memories. I remember the Millennium New Year's. I remember New Year's with Ian. There's a video of that, actually, still kicking around somewhere on one of my websites. But this year, nothing. I don't know. I got invited to my friend Brian's house, and I was like, I guess I could go. My friend Matt and his girlfriend don't have much to do. I could bring them along, but I'm kind of exhausted. I stayed up real late. I didn't wake up till 2 in the afternoon. I feel all weird, which I guess should be good for staying up all night, but I don't know. I just didn't sleep very much, and it's really cold out today. Holy fuck, I just went for a walk. It's so cold. It's just like, fuck. And lately, this is how lame things are, but I've just been staying up late, editing and stuff. God, will you stop walking around, you fucking asshole? Jesus Christ. I've just been watching Game Grumps videos, or Steam Train, where Danny and Ross from Steam Train on YouTube, when they play old Sierra games, man, I love that. They play old, like, King's Quest 5 and 6, Space Quest 4, some weird old Leisure Suit Larry games. I really love watching those. So it's just been, I've been up all night watching playthroughs of video games on YouTube and editing stuff, and it's just been a lonely, quiet, lame New Year's. And that's what I'm gonna do, man. Fuck it. Fuck New Year's. I'm not gonna try to make it into a thing. I'm just gonna ignore it deliberately. But let's play one more song to finish off 2014, finish off this podcast. This is a cool thing that my friend Craig's girlfriend Lily just posted on my Facebook, and it's a mashup of In the End by Linkin Park and You're an All-Star by Smash Mouth. It's called In the End, You're an All-Star. It's by a guy named Jeremy Turnbull. And it's fucking excellent. Holy God, these two songs mix together so well, and the chorus especially. It's weird because, like, All-Star is this really upbeat song, and In the End is a downbeat song. And you put them together, and it's just cool, man. It's unbelievable how well these match up. It doesn't even make sense. It should not be this cool. But it is, man. It fucking rules. So, yeah. New Year's Eve 2014. Real stupid and lame. And fuck it. That's how it is. So, see you in 2015. Try to get my shit together more. But I don't know. I don't know. Why even say that? Who cares? Whatever happens, happens. Here's In the End, You're an All-Star.
Swim, but world's on fire. How about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored.